Gone the wild day. A wilder night coming makes way for brief twilight. Where the firm-soaked road mounts and is lost in the high beechwood, it shines almost. The beeches keep a stormy rest, breathing deep of wind from the west. The wood is black with a misty steam. Above, the cloud pack breaks for one gleam. But the woodman's cot by the ivied trees awakens not to light or breeze. It smokes aloft unwavering. It hunches soft under storm's wing. It has no care for gleam or gloom. It stays there while I shall roam, die, and forget the hill of trees, the gleam, the wet, this roaring peace. Yes, I remember Adelstrop, the name, because one afternoon of heat the express train drew up there unwontedly. It was late June. The steam hissed. Someone cleared his throat. No one left and no one came on the bare platform. What I saw was Adelstrop, only the name, and willows, willow herb and grass, and meadow sweet and haycocks dry, no whit less still and lonely fair than the high cloudlets in the sky. And for that minute a blackbird sang close by, and round him, mistier, farther and farther, all the birds of Oxfordshire and Gloucestershire. Over the land freckled with snow half-thawed, the speculating rooks at their nests cawed, and saw from elm-tops, delicate as flower of grass, what we below could not see, winter pass. I never saw that land before, and now can never see it again. Yet, as if by acquaintance hoar endeared, by gladness and by pain, great was the affection that I bore to the valley and the river small, the cattle, the grass, the bare ash trees, the chickens from the farmsteads, all elm-hidden, and the tributaries descending at equal interval. The blackthorns down along the brook, with wounds yellow as crocuses, where yesterday the labourer's hook had sliced them cleanly, and the breeze that hinted all and nothing spoke. I neither expected anything nor yet remembered, but some goal I touched then, and if I could sing what would not even whisper my soul as I went on my journeying, I should use, as the trees and the birds did, a language not to be betrayed, and what was hid should still be hid, excepting from those like me made, who answer when such whispers bid. No one so much as you loves this my clay, or would lament as you its dying day. You know me through and through, though I have not told, and though with what you know you are not bold. None ever was so fair as I thought you. Not a word can I bear spoken against you. All that I ever did for you seemed coarse, compared with what I hid nor put in force. My eyes scarce dare meet you, lest they should prove I but respond to you and do not love. We look and understand. We cannot speak except in trifles and words the most weak. For I at most accept your love, regretting, that is all. I have kept only a fretting, that I could not return all that you gave, and could not ever burn with the love you have. Till sometimes it did seem better it were never to see you more, than linger here with only gratitude instead of love, a pine in solitude, cradling a dove.